Kutavach, Shavua Tov, everyone. This is Reuven Wolf from Mayan Yisrael Hasidic Center in Los Angeles, California. I'd like to thank you all for joining. The Shir is still on a trial basis. If you like the class and you'd like the Shir to continue, please go to our website at mayon.com, that's M-A-A-Y-O-N.com, and make a contribution specifying that this is for the Tanya broadcast, or you can send us an email. Again, that's at mayon.com, M-A-A-Y-O-N.com. Tonight is a very special night. It is the yard site of the Bala Tanya, the author of the Tanya. We're learning from his sefer, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi. This year is a very special yard site. It is the 200th yard site. And as much as we know that the yard site of a tzaddik is a very powerful time, and a time to connect to his great neshama and to his powerful energy, when it comes out to be a yard site with a unique number, like 10 years or a century or two centuries, like in our case, that is extra powerful and extra strong. It's also interesting that he passed away on Chav Dalet Tevis, the 24th day of Tevis, but it fell out exactly like this year, Matzah Shabbos, Parsha Shemois. The time that he passed away was around 10:30. That's how his son, the Mittler Rebbe, Reb Dov Ber, relates in a letter that he passed away at about 10:30 in the evening. So this is mamish the time in which this shir is taking place. So we can understand how deeply connected we can be at this time to the neshama of this great tzaddik. May the schus of the Holy Tanya bring about tremendous blessings to all those that are participating in the shir, and also to all of the Jewish people, in everything that we all need. Bebana chayo mezoina, and may this lead to the ultimate bracha for the Jewish people, the coming of Mashiach. As we've done in the past couple of weeks, I've chosen a piece of Tanya that has a relationship, a particular relationship to the weekly, to that week's parsha. This week was Parsha Shemois, which deals with the going out of Mitzrayim. So let's take a look, Perek Mem Zayin. This is on page 132, Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, chapter 47 in Tanya. V'hine, and behold, v'chol dor v'dor in every generation, v'chol yom v'yom, and in every single day, chayav adam liras atzmo, a person has to view himself, ki ilu hu yatsa hayom Mitzrayim, as if he has gone out today from Egypt. And here the Tanya adds an addition to what we know from the Agada. In the Agada it says, v'chol dor v'dor, chayav adam liras atzmo, in every generation. The Tanya adds that obligation is not only in every generation, once a year, Pesach by night, but it is b'chol yom v'yom, that every single day, and this is connected to the idea that we know that the mitzvah Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a daily mitzvah, that it's something that we ought to do every day. When we say Kriya Shema, we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzias Yeshem Meretz Mitzrayim. Actually, we say it by day and by night, twice a day. We mention the going out of Mitzrayim, and what does it mean to go out of Mitzrayim daily? Which Mitzrayim are we talking about? Its meaning is more on the spiritual level. That a person has to feel himself going out of Mitzrayim is that Mitzrayim exists today as well. Because Mitzrayim means constrictions and limitations and boundaries, which the physical world and the body place upon the neshama, place upon our soul. That we are constricted, we're trapped in our bodies. And Hashem gives us the opportunity, and He gives us the assistance and the power to make an exodus, to take us out, to break free from the shackles of physical narrowness, of physical existence, and unify ourselves with Hashem Himself, which means to break out of limitations and boundaries and join the infinite. That's what it means going out of Mitzrayim. That's how He explains it over here. V'hi, and that is, Yetzias Nefesh Elikis, the exodus, the going out of the godly soul, of our neshama, because we all possess a spark of Hashem, which is the neshama, the Nefesh Elikis, the Jewish soul, which is a piece of Hashem from above. But the neshama, since a person's birth, is trapped where? In a physical body. And now, so he says, it's the emergence of this neshama, memaiser haguf, from the prison of the body, which the body is called, mishcha dechivya, it's called the hide of the snake. The body is a very lowly entity. Before we purify it, of course, the body is the most precious thing, because through the body we can do mitzvahs. But before we purify the body as it is, is in a state of unholiness. That's why it's called the hide of the snake representing the source of tumah, of impurity in the world, like we find that the snake was the first one who caused sin. And the body is somehow related to the snake. That's why the body has its natural pull, its natural urges and desires for physical pleasures and delights, and many times for non-kosher things. And that's what the body does. So the body, and the body is considered a prison to the neshama, because the body is so continuously needy. It has a perpetual need. It is continuously demanding and a very big distraction. In other words, instead of the neshama that wants to cleave to God all day long and deepen its relationship with Hashem, the body keeps us so occupied with its demands that the neshama gets completely constricted in the body. And how do you get out of the body? As he says, doesn't mean chas v'sholom that the neshama has to depart the body to go out of Mitzrayim. It means that while we're living within a physical body, we can reattach ourselves to Hashem like we were before we came down in the body. And not only to return to Hashem like we were before we came into a body, but even deeper. As he explains over here, li kolel, that the neshama is able to leave the body and be absorbed b'yichud oir ein sof baruch hu, in a unification with the oir ein sof, with the infinite light of Hashem, al yedei esek ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvahs, through the performance, through the involvement, through the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvahs b'chlal, in general, through any type of mitzvah observance or Torah study, one has accomplished what? His neshama has come out of the limitations and the narrowness of physical existence, and the person has joined and merged not only with spiritual energies and not only with the Olam HaSalyonim, with the supernal worlds, but the neshama has literally unified itself with the Ein Sof Mamash, with Hashem Himself in His pure infinity. Hashem, as He is in His infinite state, that's how the neshama, that's where the neshama goes, and that's where the neshama gets attached to while we're studying Torah and doing a mitzvah, and that is literally Yitzias Mitzrayim, coming out of a prison for the neshama. U'befrat, so in general, he says, it's through all of Torah and through all of mitzvahs. Why? Because he explained earlier in Tanya that the Torah is Hashem's chachma. So when a person studies Torah, he's plugging his mind into Hashem. So your mind and Hashem's mind becomes one. So you're coming. So generally, a person's mind is very limited and constricted in time and space. When you're learning Torah, your mind is elevated to become part of Hashem's mind. It's unbelievable. So this is a yichud with Hashem in mind. And every mitzvah is Hashem's will. And when you're doing the mitzvah, you're joining and you're becoming part of Hashem's will. U'befrat, and specifically, b'kabbalas malchus shemayim b'kriya shema. More specifically, this happens particularly when a person is accepting the yoke of Hashem during the Shema, during the reciting of the Shema, Shabbat, which during the Shema, mekabel, a person accepts, u'mamshich olav, and he's drawing upon himself, Yehuda Yisbarach, Hashem's unity, befedish, explicitly. In other words, when you're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, this joining of the neshama with Hashem happens, but it's not that explicit, it's not that apparent. But when a person is saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, here, he's literally, in a more expressed way, drawing Hashem's unity down on himself. He's saying, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and that is being drawn onto him. And mostly, when he says, Hashem Elokeinu, these are very powerful words. Hashem is our God. What does it mean, Hashem is our God? Not stam that we acknowledge Him. Maybe others don't acknowledge Him, and we acknowledge Him. That's what it means. He's our God. He says it's way, way, way beyond that. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Elokeinu means Hashem permeates us. Hashem is fully manifest inside our neshama. Like we said earlier, Ki Elokeinu, what does it mean, our God? Hu kemoi Elokei Avraham. It's like we say, Hashem is the God of Avraham. Why is Hashem Ravachulu, which means Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Why are the others called with Hashem? Hashem relating his name to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Lefishah yabatal. The reason why Avram merited that Hashem should be called Elokei Avram, because Avram was a batal. He was totally nullified, v'nichlal, and incorporated b'yichud Oirin Seif Baruch Hu, in complete unity in the Oirin Seif, in the Infinite One, blessed is He. See, Avram and the others b'chlal, they had no ego. They had no self. They eliminated any trace of personal interest, of personal desire. Their entire existence, their entire lives, they were devoted to one thing: the fulfillment of Hashem's Ratzon. It's as if their self, their Ratzon, their being was swallowed up with Hashem's Ratzon. Because each and every one of us, you know, we watch our activities, our actions. Most of our actions are geared towards our own. They're instigated by self-interest, by the fulfillment of our desire. That means who is being expressed in a person's activity? Themselves. But when you looked at Avram Avinu, when you observed Avram through the day, you didn't see Avram. You saw Hashem. Because you knew when Avram is moving his hand, he's moving it because if for some reason it's Hashem's desire that he should move his hand. Hashem had something to be done in this world and Avram was there to do it. And this was continuously, this was all day long. His hands, his feet, his mind, his emotions, every single thing, every movement, every nuance in Avram's experience and in his life was completely devoted only one thing: to execute the divine will without any personal feeling of self involved at all. So it's almost like he has emptied himself out from his own nefesh, from himself, and he has replaced it with Hashem. In other words, it means that his neshama and Hashem have completely fused together. This is what it means when it says that the Aves, they are their Merkava, they're the chariot to Hashem. Just like a vehicle, a chariot, is dedicated completely to the will of the rider, so too the Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were completely dedicated and devoted to Hashem, and that is the reason why we say Elokei Avraham, the God of Avram, because Hashem is being expressed through Avram. Elokei Yitzchak, Hashem is being expressed through Yitzchak, and he's being expressed through Yaakov. Now he's saying, just like Avram Avinu merited and reached this madrega of complete union with Hashem, he says, we as well, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are also able to achieve the same thing. Not able, we literally do that, which means our neshamas get integrated into the Orein Soif. However, there's a primary difference. Raksha Avram Zachal Azeh B'maisel. Avram Avinu merited this through his actions. V'hiluchai B'kodesh, and his walkings in holiness. M'madrega L'madrega, from level to level, which means Avram worked very hard to attain this. He moved from level to level, meaning at first, in the beginning, when he only got to know Hashem in his early stages in the life, he didn't reach such devotion, such commitment, and such union with Hashem. But as he matured, and his knowledge of Hashem grew greater and more powerful, and his attachment to Hashem became stronger. And this is the meaning, like it says, Vayisa Avram Holach V'Nasaya, that Avram was continuously traveling, V'goymer, and the rest of the pasuk says, Hanegba, to the south. What does that mean? Simply, it's talking about the physical journey that Avram took when he was traveling from Mesopotamia, from Haran, he was coming into Eretz Yisrael. It says, Avram was Holach V'Nasaya Hanegba. But the deeper meaning is that along with this physical journey was a spiritual journey. Avram was growing in his love to Hashem. Negba, south, is the energy of Chesed, as explained in other Maimari Chassidus. Negba, south, which is Chesed, which is love. And Avram's love kept on getting stronger and stronger and stronger until it became all-consuming, until he was so attached to Hashem that he didn't feel himself anymore. He only felt Hashem. So Avram, however, accomplished it, and so the other Avos, through what? Through intense avoda. Avala nachnu, but us, Yerusha matana hilonu. To us, Hashem gave it to us as a Yerusha. Hashem gave it to us as an inheritance. We have it be Yerusha from Avram Avinu. And we also have it as a gift from Hashem. Because we were given by Matan Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah. And what was the gift he gave us? He gave us the ability to access him, draw him down, connect to him, and merge to him instantly at the drop of a hat. It doesn't take what it took Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, a lifetime of incredible, beyond human dedication and devotion. We're able to do it. Every little bar mitzvah boy, the first day, didn't really puts on tefillin without much hachana, didn't really yet learn or know much. Instantly, he makes that very same connection that Avram Avinu took years to achieve. He does it instantly. Why? Because it's a Yerusha Matanu Hulanu that Hashem gave us. What did he give us? Shenasam Lanu Es Torah, say Hashem gave us his Torah. But some will argue, okay, Hashem gave us the Torah, but we're talking about becoming one with Hashem. Not the Torah, connecting to the Torah. But so he says, no, but in the Torah, The Torah is just a garment for Hashem. The Hilbishba and Hashem enclosed in the Torah, Ritzai Noi, His will, the Chachmasa Yizbarach, and Hashem's wisdom. The Torah is Hashem's wisdom, the mitzvahs are Hashem's will. And the will and the wisdom of Hashem, Ham Yuchadim Bemehusev Atzmus Yizbarach, they are completely one with Hashem's very essence. So when your Yid is learning Torah and is connecting to the Torah, he's not connecting to the Torah only, he's connecting to Hashem because the Torah and Hashem are one. And he's connecting, what type of a connection? B'tachlis ha'yichud, with perfect unity. Perfect unity. The Jew becomes completely one with Hashem when he's studying Torah. Unbelievable. V'arezeh, and this is, kilu nasam lanu es atzmai kiviyachol. And this is mamish, like Hashem has given us himself. When Hashem gave us the Torah, he didn't give us the Torah, he gave us himself through the Torah. Now this idea that when Hashem gave us the Torah, he gave us himself, because the Torah and him are one. But the Zohar says, Allah pasik vayikhali truma. It says you should take to me a truma, a portion, referring to when the Yidden were required, Hashem requested Jews to give, he made an appeal that people should donate to the Mishkan. The question over there is simple. Why? What does it say? Vayikhu, they should take from me a truma. It says vayitnu, they should give. So the explanation the Zohar is saying is that really what it's saying is vayikhuli, you should take. Hashem is saying vayikhuli, take me. Vayikhuli, take me. How do you take me? So it says truma. Truma, the Zohar divides it into the two words. Torah mem, the Torah that was given to 40 days. And what is being said is, take me and the Torah that is given for 40 days. But then the Zohar asks, but should have said vayikhuli, Uteruma, take me and take the Torah. Because you're taking two things. You're taking Hashem and you're taking the Torah. So the Zohar says, no, it's not that way. Because since the Torah is mamish one with Hashem, so vayikhili truma, when you're taking Torah mem, you're taking the Torah 40 days, then you're literally taking me. The li, that's what he explains over here. The li, kolomer oisi. Li is, Hashem is saying me. Vayikhili, take me. The hevelei lameimar, it should have said uteruma and teruma. Ela mishum de kulachat. Because Hashem and the Torah one, Ein Sham Hetev. And look over there, well. V'zehu Sha'amar, and this is what it also says, V'atitein lanu Hashem alekeinu ba'ahava. That Hashem, we say it in Kiddush, we say, Hashem, you have given us with love. Ki ba'or panecha nasata lanu Hashem alekeinu, with the light of your face, you have given us the various different blessings that we say in the Brach of Sim Shalom. So over here, the Tanya says an incredible depth and a whole new meaning of Atiten Lanu Hashem Elokeinu. It's not that Hashem gave us something. Atiten Lanu, you gave to us. You gave to us something. No, Atiten Lanu, what did you give us? You gave us the greatest gift, that Hashem Elokeinu. You gave us Hashem, that you, Hashem Elokeinu, should be our God, which should be able to be totally merged and fused with you. And that's also Ki Ba'or Panecha, with the countenance of your face, which means with your great desire. What did you give us? Nasata lanu Hashem Alekeinu. You gave us Hashem that he should be Alekeinu. Ulezeh, he concludes, we're not going to finish the whole parak, we don't have the time for it, but just one more line. Ulezeh ein maynei alanu. There is nothing holding back mitveikus anefesh, from a person's dveikus, from a person's complete cleaving to Hashem, b'yichudei v'ori yizbarach, in Hashem's unity, in Hashem's light, ela haratzeh. Only desire. Meaning, if a person specifically does not want to give up on his existence, and a person, chas v'shalom, wants to remain in existence, a small, tiny, little, minuscule being, instead of being merged with Hashem, a person is able to do that. If he doesn't want to cleave them, then even if he's learning them, doing the mitzvah, he's not accomplishing the yichud. But if a person does want it, and he's mamshich godliness, and he says, "V'omer Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one." Harei memela. So automatically, nechleles nafshei biyichuda yizbarach. The person's nefesh becomes unified in Hashem's unity, and they become completely one. This is the incredible. This is the gift of the Tanya. The Tanya is giving us. Deepens one's appreciation of Yiddishkeit, one's appreciation of Torah and mitzvahs. It's not, you learn a lot of Torah, you're becoming a great person, you're becoming a big Talmud Chacham, you're growing up, you're developing yourself, you're steiging in your Yiddishkeit. The Tanya turns it all into the relationship. It's all about your connection to Hashem. And such a connection that a Yid becomes ain't literally one mamish with Hashem. May the schus of the Tanya, again, be there for all of us and shine upon us and add his incredible light upon the world with much blessings. And again, if you'd like the shiur to continue, please go to our website at mayon.com, mayon.com. Have a wonderful and good week.